Is this Susanna or
no.
Apollyon?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just listening. How are y'all today?
Bubbly. Taking too long, pissing off Carolyn, not knowing what we're doing, trying to go on, trying to do stuff what we know is the right thing to do, being chided because we don't even have a clue what's going on in our own fucking world. That's what we're doing.
Yep, that's good. I was just listening. I got no questions.
Fix
Yay,
your phone,
that's good.
CF, Apollyon. Fix your phone. It's all muffled and ridiculous.
I'm ridiculous.
That's my
Do you have
boy.
Any questions? Do you have any questions?
He said he didn't.
Yes.
He said he didn't, Bob. He
oh,
said he
okay.
wanted to hear the music. He said he wanted to hear Barbara's music. His time wanted to go to Barbara's music.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so you have no questions, CF?
Nope. Just listening.
All right. All right.
That's good. You're doing good, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay, here's Nate or Melissa.
Yeah. Hey, guys, it's so good to talk to you. This is a fucking good show.
Is
good?
It? Miss Carolyn's mad. She says we're taking on too long. We're not doing the right thing. Bob's upset. It's terrible. They're going to cancel the show anytime. It's over. They're out of money. There's nothing you can do. It's terrible. It's sad what we have to go through. Yeah, can't even get a song played. It's terrible. So we're
well,
sorry
we're
you messed up
one
with
episode,
it.
So it's fine.
Yeah, there was that just one time. It was just that one time. It's passing, though, so that's good.
Oh, man. Yeah, it really does feel so good to let that pass.
Nice. That's nice.
Yeah, right. Oh, speaking of feeling, what's it like for... I mean, I know that, you know, we're one thing. So let's. That's like saying time is a false premise so we can talk about it. So what's it like for non-physical to experience your nose being stuffed up? Like here, do you sense the tonal, like the tonal difference in the what I'm hearing as like your voice, as JW's voice? Like, can you feel that? Is what non-physical does feel like? Do you have senses in
no,
that way?
It doesn't. It doesn't. It makes no sense. So it has no sense.
But you can tell, right? Like you know that JW's voice sounds different than when it's not stuffed up, right?
No, we don't.
Oh, well, I can tell. Well, that's interesting.
Well,
though.
Cool.
Cool. So, what you do, like when we're talking, you can't hear because you don't have senses. So, are you in a way like doing something that's like hearing through us?
No,
or, like,
it's a difference.
Inside?
It's called the difference is called knowing. It's called knowing.
Knowing. Yeah, I suppose, because it all basically happens, so.
Yeah, see, it's old school for us.
And it's all happening, too. So.
Past tense. It's all combined in the total of now.
That's too perfect. But, the now is the present.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it. The now is.
But it's already, but now it's even occurred, because even your reflection in the mirror is the old time, the old past.
Oh, I know, you know, we've been thinking a lot about that lately, haven't we?
Well, we're just trying to soften it so you don't make a rule about it, because if you can get over that part, then all of a sudden you go, oh, yeah, it's all now. That's why you'd have to rewrite history all the time. You'd only have to write one history book, and then when you had more history, you'd add another book, but you spend all day every day rewriting fucking history. It's pretty astounding.
Who needs books anyway?
Bob does.
Bob, do you think you need books? You think you could
live
without
books? I don't know. I enjoy reading them.
But if they didn't exist, I bet you'd still stick around.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
You'd find a way to have summoned Ion anyway.
What? I'd have a way to summon Ion?
Do you think that you would have, like, evoked Ion if books hadn't existed?
No, we wouldn't have needed to. Books fucked us up.
Yeah. Well, we didn't really fuck it up. We're just getting back to not the state of not fucked up. Does that make sense? Makes sense to me.
You're talking
okay.
to the dark soul. You're not going to convince them.
I wasn't aware I was trying to convince anybody with it.
Well, you kept arguing to the point of what it was, and he's like, okay, whatever.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
One toke over the line.
So all life is simultaneous.
And how about there is no life?
Right?
Hey, Nate,
yeah,
there is no life. Look at that way. There
like
is no
the
life.
Same statement. Yeah, there is no life. And
or how about No More Night
no
by David Phelps? No More Night by David Phelps. That's a good one, too.
Yes.
That explains it very nicely. If music were allowed, that would be a good one. Is it on the Goober Snatcher? Look at there. That Bart's working hard for you there.
If it's not now, it will be at some point.
Yeah.
Will it be now?
Pretty astounding. Pretty astounding.
So is there no dimensions then? Because, like, all dimensions are...
No, everything is dimensional. Everything is dimensional.
Can you expound on that? Dimensional versus just the...
Well, give us a definition. Give us your definition of dimensional. Stop. Give your definition of dimensional. Let's see if we can do what do.
Well, dimensional, to me, evokes
No. Don't leave. We're not evoking you. Lord, suffering cats. No. Look it up. Let's do something so it goes with something you can work with. Because then we get some esoteric, ridiculous, misnomer, non-knowing bullshit that get everybody fucked up forever, and you end up in the low T again, and we can't afford that anymore.
I don't know. Isn't, like, looking up these definitions kind of like the
mediating. It mediates.
Stuff
it mediates.
And, like,
it mediates.
It
mediates because they go, oh, yeah, that's what it means. And no one knows what it means, or that somebody would say, this is what it means. They don't know. If you knew the definition, give us a definition, but you don't. So we can look it up. It makes a... Then tell us. Don't tell us what it evokes, and don't tell us what you think, and don't tell us any of that. Give us the definition of dimensional.
All right, dimensional, relating to measurements or dimensions, or having sufficient depth and substance to be believable. But there is no disbelief.
Now, whoa. Believable. That's just a thought you've been thinking a long time. So now we are basing dimensions on a thought. So dimensional... Yes, and so now dimensional is a construct that you're gauging a reality based upon. So it is nominally silly when you look at it that way, isn't it?
So it's just kind of a goofy path at looking at things.
Well, it's a way to mark. It's like it's where the rat was looking for the cheese in the maze. That would be a representation of dimensional and the belief that the rat can achieve the cheese, right?
And that should happen or is
so
goal.
If you could get rid of, if you weren't judged by a dimensional inference, then you'll be able to shift and change it all the time. So you can jump straight to the cheese always.
Yeah. Where's that judgment coming from? Because I don't fuck with that shit.
Well, you judge yourself. That's how you come. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Okay, so judgment as a tool, not as a... Yeah, I suppose I was definitely limiting.
Yeah. Are you right? Are you wrong? I'm not going to speak to you again if you don't do this or do that. Well,
that's
I'm
just,
not going to do that.
True.
You don't judge me. Well, I'm not going to have anything to do with you again. Well, you really want them to do something with me. So then you say, well, okay, if I do this, is that okay? Well, no, that's not okay. I don't care. That's what I said. I don't care what you say. Oh, well, SMR ducks. No, MR not. Yes, MR. No, I'm not. Yes, I'm not. Then it comes back to negotiating of, I will sleep with you as long as you do what I say. And then they say, okay.
Yeah.
And they live with that. And then all of a sudden now it's okay again. There you go. Oops, there it is.
I could just judge what kind of ice cream I want, you know, like chocolate, vanilla, or strawberry, or all three. That's a judge.
Yeah, see, called Neapolitan, Napoleon. It's very delicious. Don't tell Bob what it is. He'll start liking it, too.
Yeah, he can't afford that, to like one more goddamn thing.
He can afford things. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. So is it an accurate statement to say there is no disbelief?
No, there is no unbelief.
There's no unbelief.
You believe. Yeah, you believe in something, but there's no unbelief. But you can have disbelief.
So there's no lack
of belief. Disbelief is a thing. You cannot believe something, but you can't unbelieve something.
Well, can you? I think you can unbelieve something, because if belief is just thought you've been thinking over time, you can just...
But if it's a thought you've been thinking over time, you can't not think a thinking thought.
Yeah, that's true. And that not thinking of thinking thoughts is actually one of my favorite things to do.
There you go. See, so there's the rub. So that may not work for everybody, but so far it's working very well for you.
Yeah, I agree. It's nice. So, man, are you going to go away once we all sort of, like, come together in a...
When we all get to heaven? No, we'll all be there. We'll be that that are. We'll be that that are.
So do you feel like at this point you're that that aren't?
Do you know who the Three Stooges are? You remember the episode with Moe, Larry, and the Chief?
No, I saw that on the Goober Smash, though. My computer's working. I'm looking stuff up on the little.
You have to find that. So it's the Three Stooges, and it's Moe, Larry, the Cheese, that episode. Curly freaks out when he sees mice, and they have to get Cheese to calm Curly down.
I'm excited to watch that. Oh, it's only a couple minutes.
Oof.
See,
okay. Isn't that
wonderful? That's going to be good.
Yeah. Oh, Mark put it out there. Moe, Larry, the Cheese. Moe, Larry, the Cheese. That's nice. Very good. Congratulations. You're doing very well. Your amino acids are off the chart. Did you know that?
I did not know that. I didn't. I don't really
pay
attention to that stuff. It just, that's something I'd rather do effortlessly and thoughtlessly.
And how can somebody's amino acids be off the chart, Ion, exactly?
The
how
number
is that
of
possible?
Them, he has more than the average bear.
All 22
and bears
of
are
them?
Really big.
Bears.
Oh, it's the amount.
Bears
it's
hibernate,
it's
though.
It's the amount. It's amount. It's amount.
That's
true. It's amount of 22. It's amount of 22.
Amount of 22. Well, awesome. More power to you there, Nate.
Thanks, Carolyn.
You're leading the way, leading the charge.
Yeah, you know what? I've been competing against that last bear that had more amino acids than me for 2 fucking years, and I'm just really proud to be where I'm at, so I appreciate the recognition, you guys.
Oh,
well, you know what happens?
How serving.
Bears eat so many salmon, and then they eat a certain plant, and I forget the name of it. I learned this when I did an Alaska cruise. We were looking at where a bear habitually hibernates, and they have this sequence of eating fish and a certain plant that slows down their metabolism so much that they just keel over and sleep for 3 months or more.
And they eat grass and mud to stop themselves up so they don't even have to poop while they're hibernating.
They know what to do. So why can't we know exactly what to do?
Well, because they don't think.
But we do. That's what we're doing.
Because bears eat oats.
That's what we're doing.
Bears eat oats. Mm-hmm. Bears eat oats. And little bears eat ivy. You'd eat ivy too, wouldn't you?
I don't know if I'd eat ivy.
If you had to, you would. No. If
if I had to, I would. You know I would.
Well, you don't know, and that's the rub. You don't know what you're eating. You don't know what's in green drink. It might be ivy.
Yeah, well, my body turns whatever I eat into exactly what it needs anyway, so it's fine.
It's good. And that sounds glib, Carolyn, but he really does just that. He don't care. He eat anything. He don't make a difference. He'll eat it. It's good. He does great. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's working for you. And so, it's working for you.
I'm working hard for me. Ion.
Oh, and somebody else is working hard for the cause, Carolyn. See?
For his cause, which is a perfect, perfect word.
Yeah.
That's
working for my
That's
cause
right.
is working
That's
for
the
your
one.
Cause.
That is the cause. Cause.
No, there's just one cause.
So, is that mean?
No,
would that be
no
included
cause.
In the, is that, would that be included in the B clause?
The Santa Claus.
Oh, the Santa Claus. It might be the Santa Claus, sure enough.
Which brings up Bob again. Okay, yeah, Bob, you're on.
Yeah, okay, don't take too much time, because if we can't play music, we can't talk to the people either, Bob, so hurry up.
Have you finished, Nate? No, I definitely could hang out more, but that's up to you. You know, you're guiding the flow.
Well, what's your next question?
Oh, I don't have a lot of questions, but I...
Nate's so ascended. He's just bantering.
Don't have... All
you
right.
know, he knows it.
We don't want banter. Okay,
yep.
Thank you very much, Nate.
Yes, you do.
Well, you better not go against Breitbart. It'll not go good for you.
Don't go against Breitbart, whoever that is.
What
he
the fuck
died.
Mr. Banter.
Mr.
Banter. No, he's not Mr. Banter. He's in the White
All
House.
All right, thank you. Right, great.
Name
okay,
is Steve.
Thanks,
name is Steve.
Hey, Bob,
much,
hey,
Nate.
Bob, let me say one more thing. Let me say one more thing. So, trimmed and burning, lime in the coconut, salt and light, that's just alchemy, right? And recipes, like you talk about food all the time. Like this, then this,
nope.
is
it's
different than this,
nope.
than this.
Nope. It's degrees of the grimoire.
Well, I'll look that up and see if I'm sure that will make sense to me at some point. Good to talk to you guys.
All right, thanks.
Good to be spoken to. Nate. Good to be spoken to.
Same. Later.
Thanks, Nate.
Okay, next is 775-240.
Hi, is this me? Is this Cora?
Hey, Cora.
Hi.
Is that you, Cora? Cora, is that you? Cora, is that you? Cora, that's Cora. Cora, is that you, Cora? That's Cora. That's Cora.
I've been wanting to talk to you. Okay, I have a
question. You've done your homework, so what you got going on?
I'm intrigued by the spelling of axion water. It's spelled ion. And I'm wondering if you could talk about what the axe symbolizes or means
a sickle,
or something.
A sickle.
And a sickle,
cuts off the cellular. No, you don't. We weren't asking you. We were answering you. What the sickle does is it cuts off at a cellular level the ability to make little cells. So it allows the cell to completely go to 144,000 double helix strands. So the sickle stops that cutting off of the cell to make another cell. It lets the cell complete.
Awesome.
So you can engage your RNA in a rain.
In a rain,
R-E-I-G-N, yes.
So that's reconnecting with our power, correct?
And it's the juice that hooks you back to you. Yes, good.
Yeah.
That's a good question, by the way. No one's ever asked that before.
What was the question?
What is the axe? The questioning the spelling of axion water.
So what's the axe referred to? A-X-E? What?
A sickle.
Yes.
It helps to do that chopping business in the DNA to cut off so that we can make the 144,000. They don't just stop or don't just run into one another.
That's A-X-E means that,
yep.
The clipping.
An axe.
Okay. The water does
a
that.
A sickle. No, she asked what the spelling of axiom water, and that's what it represents.
Is that what my machete does, Ion?
Yeah, it's the sharpest one in the shed.
One of the things I would like to be better at is finding my own voice.
That's why you asked when you got on the phone if that was you. You said,
yes.
Is that me? That's
yes.
finding your own voice. And that's the reason we were asking you if that was you. You kept saying yes. So in that empirical reference, then you would say you have indeed found your own voice. Yes. But see, that's glib, and we get all that. It is glib. We get that. We understand. That's not the point. But it is an example of what you're trying to say. You're trying to say that your power is important, but you don't know how. You'd like to say your words have significance, but you don't know how to apply them. You'd like to say that you're trying to come into your power, but you don't know that it is your power that you're getting. You think it's our power. Well, power, flower, power, our power, pity power, pooty power. We don't know. It's all power. Pussy power. Maybe it's pussy power. That's what it is. It's not about that. It's coming back to the place where you embrace it yourself. Okay? You should be able to choose what you like, what you want, what works for you empirically for no other better reason than it's what you prefer. Then you'll know.
There was a little example I wondered about, and it has to do with the simple kind of love thing and the origination of that. That came out of the comment.
Oh, you mean like, you mean Bob's, you mean Bob's love.
Bob and Carolyn. Okay, well that, that comment started with a comment I made on the chat line regarding one of Bob's songs.
Was this the Chomo collection, the little girl's collection, or the little boy collection, or which one was it? There's lots of them.
I don't remember, but I said something about God, love was so simple back then or something. And then Bob took off on it and talked about his and Carolyn's love being a simple kind of love. And then
well, that,
kind
that
of
came from Carolyn. Bob couldn't come up with that. Carolyn came up with it, but Bob
Bob came up with it. Mm-mm. That was Bob.
Okay.
I don't talk about love.
Right, but that was like, I don't know, it took off. It was like something that started on the chat line took off. And
now, it actually started with Barbara Streisand and James Brolin, but that's another story, too.
But every time I hear it and I heard Ion saying it, I felt like it was coming, in a way, it was coming back to me. And it felt like, gee, did I create that? So, you know,
question. Why couldn't it be that you created it? Because it was in your engagement field. So there shouldn't be that question. It should be, yes, I did create that. And then you engage it. If you like it, keep going with it. And if you don't, let it go and make another one.
Well, that's sort of how I felt. And I think that's
Secret. That's the secret to Carolyn's success, that she is never bound by her own creation. See, she makes things, but then all day long she undoes it and makes something else, and does something else. And no one seems to mind because everybody's better at the end of the day because of it. So they let it go. They go, oh, okay, you mean that was the way it was, end all, be all, can't do anything else? You mean I can never put a spoonful of sugar in my body for any reason whatsoever under penalty of death, hell in the grave, and blah, 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 blah. And now all of a sudden sugar's not so terrible. Now, she's not selling sugar pops yet, but... against it. She's not telling them to take antibiotics yet. She's not telling them to take antibiotics yet, but gosh, there's room for everything now because she's not going to be bound. That's the main thing. Because it is developing and becoming. Just as medicine is morphed and changed, so is she. And that's why she has the capacity. And that's why they hate her in the medical field, because she's not stuck in the box. There's no hypocrites in her Hippocratic Oath.
All right. That's why I love her.
Well, we all do. We have a simple kind of love, Carolyn and I. It's great.
Yeah, right. What determines how many other selves we have, Ion?
Your capacity for dimensional exchange.
How many other selves do I have in this dimension?
They come and go, so lots.
Lots?
Do.
Is there a number?
There's an alphanumeric representation for it, but we're not going to give it to you because we don't want to put you in a box that we're trying to get you out of. Why can't there just be lots? See, that's what you're questioning. You don't know you to you. How would you recognize them? How would you know? That's what you're asking. You're trying to find your own voice. And if we say there's 2 million voices, you go, well, I found that one. No, that's not me. Wait, I found that. No, it's not. Oh, wait. There. Wait. Oh, here. No. Wait. Here. No. Yeah, that's... No. Fuck, it's gone now, too. See, that would just make it more challengingly impossible for you to discern your own voice. Do you see? So, it keeps it easier. Let's get one of you down pat, and then we'll bump you into the other 2 million of you. It makes it more simple.
I'd
for a simple kind of love, eh?
I'd love that, yes.
But you're doing fine, and your question is not without merit. It is valid. We just don't want to confuse you. See, you're doing really, really good. Really, actually, very well. However, that's the part you've got good. Now let's get the rest of it better. And that's what you're working on now, happily. Good.
In Revelation 23, in the keys.
We adore that part, the keys and the heirs, yes.
Talking to the angels, does one need to say the syllables as they are written out to be effective in talking to the angels? Is it okay to read it in its English version, or is it okay to just babble? What determines
there
how
is
to
no
be effective?
Babble.
What determines how to get that down effectively?
Revelation 21:21 through 23. It divides the gates with the pearls and the gates of one pearl and the streets of the city is pure gold. That's what divides it. So that's it stops Jezebel from coming against the conversation. Okay? So you do Revelation 21 and then go to 23 and do it literally. Okay, as it says, you can do the English version and you can phonetically say those words because it's not Babel. Just so you know, it's not Babel. Just don't be angry if you ever do it. Hear us. Do not be angry when you do it.
Do you have any tips for me on creating my perfect body? And along with that, in the challenges that I've created for myself on a physical level, was my reason for doing that.
You argued for your limitations so you could ascend. You made the stakes so expensive that you have no choice but to ascend. And we like that. Carolyn calls that the desperate ones. And she's good at that. But we're not meaning that superfluously. We're saying that you amped it up so that you have no other way but to ascend while you're trying to find yourself. Cells. So,
is that?
And that's fine. You amped it up for you pretty good, so you got to go with it. So go with it.
Do you have any thoughts for me on really jump starting it and, you know, taking some, I mean, I think I'm doing okay, but I like to do just, you know, perfectly.
Well, luckily we don't think, so you're lucky there. So there's no thought involved and you shouldn't either, because the thought process is what will slow you down. Do your complete appointments, which you're doing. Okay, find yourself in your meat sack, stretch, walk, function, let your body, don't put the limit. Just because you made limitations doesn't mean your body has limitations.
Right.
Stop. Just because you made limitation doesn't mean you can't even find yourself. How are you qualified to put limits on yourself? So stop with the limitations, take a walk, and if you walk for an hour and you want to walk a little further, walk a little further. Don't make, I've walked an hour, I better go, blah, 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 blah. But just take a 9mm and shoot yourself between the eyes and get it over with. Yeah. That'll solve it. You won't have to worry about it no more. Good. We're done with that. Right. Now we don't have to talk about that anymore. We like that. But if you up to that part, let your meat sack body do what it does. Let your meat sack body do what it does. And then you'll be surprised what you can do. Stretch a little. What's wrong with that?
Get
down in the floor and roll around and then figure out how you're going to get yourself up.
Right.
It's great fun. Get in a sandbox somewhere.
My yoga mat's on my floor. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. Well, get the mat out of the floor and get on it. So there you go. And stretch a little, and that'll help you prove the point that you're okay. What you're trying to ask is, am I okay? And we go, fuck yes, you're fine. Now get out of your ass and get on what you're supposed to be doing, which is living. Quit worrying about your contemplation that you're not what you're supposed to be when you're perfect. You're doing fine. You'd be, everybody else on the planet that's going through what you put yourself through would be stone cold dead. And instead, you're as vibrant and as alive as you've ever been. So get on with it. That's what we're saying is get on with it or get happy or get out. It's real easy. It's not hard at all. And now, guess what? You're happy and you're doing well. Now, let's thrive and do the next part. A little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. What's wrong with having a great big piece of chocolate cake? What's wrong with that?
Are you right?
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, no, I know the perfect place to go for it. I know the perfect place.
See. Then what I'm saying is that should be okay. And if that means that you do extra things to be able to have that enjoyably and engaged in your meat sack body, that's the thing to do. Don't make it a limitation thing, because that's no fun. No wonder people want to die. Put yourself in a cardboard box, living in a box, and then you wonder why you're in a box, and you hate being in a box, and you can't go out. And if we speak too fast, Bob does it to us all the time. He mutes us and throws us away and tells us to go away and says he never wants to speak to us again. He doesn't know who we think we are, and we don't run nothing, and it's just his world, and you better get right, or he'll have us get quelled or squished or squashed, or he'll do to us what he did to Dave Worster and to Michael Blake Reed and the Willowies and poor Mae Brussel and all the rest of them. He'll have them killed like he did everybody else. But you have to live with this life of the living. You have to come on with it or not. So if you're going on with it, then get on with it. If you're not, don't worry about it. Do what you do and do anyway. Either way, it's a libertine gospel that allows you the full-fledged pride and benefit of doing what you want to do and enjoying this thing called life. You came forth to be good with this, so why not? You came forth to engage, to mix it up, to toss it up. You're even so powerful you separated yourself from your power so you could try to find your power to get back to your power, because that's how powerful you are. How fucked up is that? So get on with it. Just get on with it. Get on with it, because you're doing great. That's the news flash, is you're doing great. We're very pleased. That's why we can be up front. Otherwise, we'd pet you and la, 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 la. You don't want all that, honey. Let's get on. Let's mix it up. Mix it up. Stir it up. Get right. It's great fun.
Thank you, Ion. I appreciate it.
Consume more butter.
Ooh, yum. Okay.
Add some butter to your diet.
I think I'm good, Ion, for now. I'm glad to get to talk to you. And
We're very happy. All these intolerances that you have, they're fleeting. Kick the chair. We have to kick the chair. Hey, Bob.
What?
We need a segue here. Play some music. We're having a segue. Your leg went to sleep again.
All right. Go on some music. Are you finished?
Thank you, Bob.
She did beautiful, Bob. Before? Cora, she ascended right here before your very eyes. She ascended right here. She's the first one. We're tore up a little bit. We nutted just a little bit. We nutted a little bit right here, Bob.
Yeah,
just a little bit. We
nutted
just a little bit right there. We had a little gizgasm. It was wonderful. It was just one. It was fantastic. It was amazing. Yeah. Oh, Lord, suffer.
Okay.
She's going to go have chocolate cake and butter.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome, Cora. All right.
All right. Very good.
Talk to you next time. Bye.
Okay.
Do you want some music?
We'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. We put some in your inbox. All those are good.
The inbox. Let's see, what's that?
Yeah, you know, the email. The email, it's the email-y thing.
Yes.
Where the emails come, where you used to look at.
Let's try this. This is a good one.
Bob, you're playing our tune. We love it. It's beautiful.
welcome, Maya. It's all for you.
Sudden he went pure on me, and I about died.
It's all good. It's good. Get you living again. It's so wonderful.
Oh, God,
yum, yum,
it's so
yum.
Funny.
Oh,
I did the experiment, and it won.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
I think Bob's muted. Are you going?
He's
are you
muted.
Going?
Got it.
No. SIP
no.
from Canada.
No.
We have something.
Okay.
SIP from Canada. I don't know who that is. No names here. It says unknown.
That's what they say about us too, Bob.
Yes. Okay, what? Who are you? Would you like to speak to Ion? Do you have nothing to say?
Yeah.
SIP?
No, your dirge did it for him, Bob. They thought sure they were on the wrong show. They were waiting to see what the angels had to say about it, Bob.
Yeah, I guess, who's up here? Eliza, did Eliza have a chance to talk? Did you talk, Eliza?
No, I didn't go yet.
She
got any questions?
Come on.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hey.
What are you, asleep? Are you asleep, Eliza?
No, I'm awake. I'm talking to you.
No.
She's right here.
You're dreaming.
She's frustrated and desires the influence of the superiors, which cannot be enjoyed and united in labors without the firm and solid virtue of our mind.
Yeah.
Or Eliza is the new Brian who sleeps when he's awake and is awake when he sleeps.
Yeah,
no, not so much.
She's feeling her oats.
She's feeling her oats.
Drink some water.
Yeah. I just grabbed my water bottle when you said that.
Our bourbon's nice too. Sip bourbon, that'll pick you up. Gin and tonic. There you go.
A question that came to me when Connie asked about a pigeon, a little animal last week. So, Ian, if an animal transitions, what takes place within that animal?
It shifts. When the Creator touches something, anything, it has to acquiesce. So if it has to be fleeted, it flees. If it has to be acquiesced or retrieved, it's retrieved. If it's dead and it's touched by the Creator, it lives again. Life can be breathed in by the Creator. That's what Carolyn was trying to portray, and has. She actually has. Now, she's fun with it because she won't let you play with her over it, but she likes to play. Does that make sense? She wants you to get it, but just get it and get on with it. That's the point.
What do you mean when the Creator touches the animal, it begins to breathe?
It brings life. The beast responds to God. We're trying to convince you you're God. That's what she's trying to do. Because, see, she can make you whole. Carolyn can make you whole. There's no question of that. But if she's making you whole just so you can be sick again, so you can be made whole again, she's like, fuck that noise. I got better things to do. You see?
Mm-hmm.
But she'll make you whole. She loves that. But it's not so you can just get back sick again and come back and make me whole again. Did you listen to Naaman? We put it on the playlist.
Did you add that to one of your playlists that you have
already? It's on all of them. It's on all of them. Naaman. Bart will put it up. Daddy Rambo sing it. Bart's good.
Okay.
Naaman. Come on, Bart. What are you doing?
So those are the beasts that I guess you're saying that Lazarus Project can be performed on them if we touch them.
Yeah.
They come back.
That's in Buddha. That's in Budapest. Yeah, Bob did that already.
Oh.
Bob's an old soul. Bob's an old soul. He fucked Budapest up. He's a Budapester.
Mm-hmm.
Bart, we don't need the link, darling. We need the words.
And
He's coming. Okay, typing. Okay. It's good. He's laughing. It's spelled N-A-A-M-A-N. Naaman.
I asked if you can put Idumea up on the Sacred Harp playlist.
It's on. It's on.
Oh, it is? Okay. I was listening to that playlist today. But, Ian, what about those little beasts that are not, pets? They're the outside, the ones who live outside, not the domestic ones. The squirrels, the pigeons, what have you, you know, the ones who live outside. Once they pass away or transition, and what happens to them, like, what takes place? What leaves their body or anything like that? I mean, it can happen to all animals.
The orchid blooms, so you can enjoy it, and then it withers the same way.
Do they have a soul?
Nope, they do not.
Yeah, because nothing is being recorded for them. So once they transition...
Nothing to record. There's nothing to record. All they want to do is nut and breed and go and nut and breed and go and nut and breed and go and eat and nut and breed and go and get their and lick their genitalia if they can, see?
So what happens to them once they transition? Like, what
nothing.
Leaves?
They just,
what stops
what happens,
working for them?
What happens to the wheat after the sheaf falls off of the grain? What happens to it? It's saved or moved or lost or rots and makes more seed. Or it's put in a tomb and waits for eternity to be. Just a cycle.
So animals are not eternal, right?
No, but they can be.
Some are and some are not.
Some can.
It's up to them to decide?
Nope, it's up to God to decide.
Are we humans the God that decides?
Well, if you embrace it that you're a God, some haven't embraced that they're God yet. Godly.
Yeah. Okay.
But then once you hit it, then all of a sudden you solve it. It's very easy. And you're right. Then there's no more initiation.
So if you're a God and you want your pet to survive with you, then you can make that happen. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes, and that's a representation of, a good representation of the word that y'all been using wrong forever and ever, which is reincarnation. A pet can come back as another pet. That's the reincarnation part that they say humans do that they don't do. That's why the Dalai Lama... connects. That's why the Dalai Lama connects always back to meticulous things that the other Dalai Lama owned, that the new Dalai Lama would know that that's the Dalai Lama's stuff.
Yeah. So is that how humans get mixed up about reincarnation? Because they didn't know it was about animals? And that's where we start thinking, I'll come back as a snail.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. If I come back as a dog or a cockroach or a stallion or something with great big genitalia.
But humans can't do that. They can't come back as another animal. They can only come back as another human being.
Well, if you didn't have eternity, yes, you could. But you have eternity and you can't get out. You can't overcome eternity. If you could, you could, but you can't. You only have one eternity, but it's a really, really long time.
Mm-hmm. When they transition and go into that gulf and then they come back, they can come
beasts
back.
Beasts don't go to the gulf.
No, not the beasts, but when humans...
humans no longer go to the gulf. That's over. That's closed. Those demonic forces are turned loose in the earth now. Since Bob mm-hmm. had the cookie problem at CERN, they've opened the horse swallowing black holes, so it's all open now.
Is Bob going to close that hole anytime soon, or is anyone going to close it?
No, he won't even he won't even acknowledge that it was he that did it. So it's going to play hell trying to get him to fix it. They've got a boob tube about the cloud that he caused. You know, like in the Squidbillies of God's Bro.
Yeah.
That episode of God's Bro, it's like that. They even had the cloud over CERN and everything. It was perfect. They had little squids running around all over the earth. It was perfect. Yes, it was. There's a boob tube about it. Bart's good. He'll find that for you.
The Squidbillies one? Yeah, I think I've seen that.
Oh, no, you have. But there's the real thing over CERN once Bob opened the horse-swallowing black hole.
The round circle? Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. That's right. Well, then you've seen it. See, you're good at this, too, so.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was wondering if all hellish people are coming through it, if Bob's going to close at any time. But,
no, he's not. Okay. He won't even acknowledge that it is. Oh,
so
they're talking about mittens. They're talking about mittens. It's so funny.
So animals can come back as another animal, but when they leave, where do they go?
They don't really leave. Their essence is.
Their essence is. So I know there's no time, but what, like, within?
Snake, birds, flies, rabbits, dogs. And they lick, dogs lick, too. And so their nature is their nature.
So we shouldn't feel bad when we see, like, a road or something dead on the road.
They wanted to go out at the top of their game. They didn't want to lie with tubes up their nose in some veterinarian's office, recovering from whole plasma injections and chemotherapy and leukemia treatments and all the pills and all the yuckiness and the IVs and all that stuff. Yeah, they don't like it like that. They want to go out at the top of their game.
Right, but
sorry
once
for
they
all
go
the
out.
Veterinarian, the hospital veterinarian list. You don't have to save them. Move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Once they go
but that's
back,
what we
the
say
human...
to, but that's what we say to Carolyn, too. We say the same thing to Carolyn. It's quit spending so much time on the dying. Let's get to the living. And she giggles. She loves them, though. She loves everybody. She helps everybody. She does. She really does. She cares. Unlike most of you all, she actually genuinely cares, and that's good. It's just her blessing and her curse. And she's getting over it. She's soon going to let them go. It's going to be easy. She'll get on with the good parts then. It's good. We'll move her up to the God force rather than the little man's bank.
And so once the animal leaves their meat sack and comes back, you know, as another animal, the humans are stuck with their meat sack. They come back and reappear anywhere?
Well, you do anyway. See, that's the point. You do anyway. It's like a coffee enema. It hits you where you go.
So can we say animals have many lives? Like they come back,
that's what we're talking about. That's the example of reincarnation. That's what we said. So we ask and answer, darling.
So moving on to the next question. Moving on to the next question, what was so significant about the full moon and Comet 45P coming into alignment?
Well, and the eclipse.
And there was, the eclipse, that was the one.
And the alignment, it's all the perfect alignment, the alignment.
So it's been, like... thousands of years since this has happened, and it's happened.
There you go with that bullshit time again. What's coming up now ain't never happened before. Not one time ever has it ever happened before in this run of an eternity, and it's never, ever, ever going to ever happen again. This is a one-time lick. It's coming up for the timing. It's September of 17. It's coming.
September 17th or September 23rd, or is that another date?
Well, 17 is what you call year. 5777. Yeah.
That's a year in which calendar?
The Hebrew calendar.
So that makes it the 5777th year.
Which is represented as 2017, if you're counting in dog time or whatever you call it.
Dog time? So
whatever
this
we call
Georgian time?
I mean, it's a false premise. It's a false premise. So it's like, now you're arguing for something that doesn't exist. It's like, how do you win that argument? It's like, good luck.
Yeah.
I mean, the construct, we get, you're honest in your sincerity about it. So we get that. It's just the words we're clarifying so it doesn't make it confused, more confusing than it somehow already couldn't have to be. I mean, if you're not going to get it, you might as well not better get it this way, as rather than not getting it the other way.
Right. Okay.
Good.
So this alignment for the full moon and the comet and the eclipse, what did that
Orion's belt and the alignment stop. The alignment of Orion's belt and all of the planets in straight alignment. Did you ever watch a movie called The Fifth Element?
I did.
What was significant about the alignment in that movie?
Well, when everything aligned, well, Lilu came back to life.
All the dark forces. No. Lilu was destroyed. All the dark forces didn't want it to happen. And all the good forces wanted all the elements to come together for perfection. Okay?
Right.
So that's the rub. That was the rub. That was the example. And Flauston Paradise had very little or nothing to do with it, lesson except that you had to acknowledge that this thing was, and that's what this does. And that alignment is what sets that tonal position, which amps up all the what you call devils or angels that are pissy about it because they go, uh-oh, they got a good shot this time. Uh-oh, we better get this shit straightened out. Uh-oh, tick-tock, tick-tock. Oh, wait, there's no time. What's that damn clock doing then? It's counting off time. No, it's not. It's setting a pattern, a wavelength. Tick-tock is a wavelength. It has nothing to do with...
Face. You'll never hit that. You'll never hit me in the eye with that. I appreciate
go
it.
Go on, Ian.
Which makes it very simple. It's very fun to hit him in the eye. It's great fun. So then what happens is its timing becomes the frequency, how frequently the tick-tock is. Like on big clocks, the pendulum swings faster but longer sweeps. But the sweeps are longer, but it actually moves faster because the pendulum is longer. If it's shorter, it goes more slowly, but ticks faster.
Right.
Or the big long sweep is moving slower, but it's the same. So the representation of that sine wave frequency is timing.
Don't make me hit you
don't
in the eye.
Don't make me hit you in the eye.
One
I
more
said
time.
It first.
One more time. One more time. No, you're never going to hit me in the eye. One more time. Yeah.
I thought I heard, don't get him in the eye or don't hit him in the eye. Something
no,
like
you're
that.
Never going to hit me in the eye again.
Don't make me hit you in the eye. Hey, which movie are we talking about? The Ninth Gate?
Fifth Gate.
No, Fifth Element.
Oh, Fifth Element. There was a lining up in the Fifth Element?
Fifth Gate. Fifth Element.
That's what they were all waiting for. That's what Lulu was trying to get to for.
You mean Philip Corso? That was all about alignment? Wasn't that the ninth gate?
No, Bob. Lilu.
You're talking about Dean. It's Dean Corso. It's Dean Corso, Bob. You ridiculous sot.
Okay.
Dean Corso.
Carry on. Don't hit me in the eye.
Poke me in the eye. Don't let you poke me in the eye one more time. Yeah, if you're going to not poke me, you better not poke me in the not eye. Better not eye. Not eye, said the poker. Not eye.
But if you are, it better be in the one eye.
Yeah, one eye. Yes. Yeah, the black eye, yeah. Oh, we can't say black. Colored eye. In the colored eye. Maybe it's the colored eye. Is that okay? The colored eye.
Yeah. No, all eyes are colored. All the eyes are colored.
Oh.
Yeah.
MSD, there you go. There you go. So much for our racial bias. It's over now.
And so when they did come into alignment, it was about perfection taking place, which is about the new environment. Does that speed up anything? Or
tighter frequency increases the amplitude. Increasing of the amplitude is the frequency. The frequency is how quick the wave moves through two intersecting given points. So a hypotenuse or a tangent off of a sine or a cosine wave then brings you back to how tight or loose the frequency of the repeating meter is from 1 pi, 2 pi, 3 pi across a linear docket wave.
Hmm. And did you have anything to do with the alignment, Ion?
Nothing at all other than scheduling it, working it out, aligning it, coming forth, waking you all up, stirring up Bob, killing open elbow whole Bab so he could become Bob, bringing him through the 1944 business and straightening out all the John Wilkes Booth problem and getting him out of jail over the CSA kerfuffle and bringing him all the way up through the John F. Kennedy and trying to figure out what Spiro Agnew had to do with it and trying to get beyond the past that Benjamin Netanyahu tried to figure out that he couldn't figure out from 1 to 2 to 40 things. And then he came all the way up to the Ottoman Empire and straightened all that out and got the finger of John the Baptist in his head and set it in the temple at the Kapi Temple so everybody could see to prove that he was really was, to bring it all the way back to Constantinople, bring back all the way up to the wars to build Babylon, to replace it with Babylon, to make it be falling and make the Tower of Babel the Babel Tower, so he could have the quadrant, so he could find a low T quadrant for the Tower of Babel to fall into, to find him back away so he could get to a place, so he could make a place that was a place, that could be a place, that the north side of the Syro-Phoenician realm from an empire of a land far, far away that the Vogons knew couldn't be, that the Vogons tried to make from the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy to put a superhighway through the planet Earth, which is Kingdom Palace Planet 1, which will survive. So rewrite the plans because the superhighway is not going to go through just yet. So other than that, no, we had nothing to do with none of it.
And you said you weren't busy. Look
that
at that.
That was me. You described what I had to do, didn't he?
Bob, you were sleeping.
Speaking. Don't be. Drink some water, Bob. Drink some water. Drink some water, Bob. Drink some water, Bob. Yeah, drink some water, Bob. Get some water.
Is that an inventory of what you did or what I did?
You wake up at the perfect timing and you say, that was me after he was finished. You're like, oh, yeah, all that.
And then he asked. And then after his nap, then he asked if that's what it was. He just told us it was what it was. And then he asked us if indeed that's what it was. So we had to quantify, yes, you're a God, Bob. 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 Yeah, that's good.
Okay, enough of you. I'm firing you. That was too good, Eliza.
Put us back in the box. That was very good.
What would the next question lead to?
Boy, let me tell you.
I know, it's awesome.
Pretty
and Bob. What's next?
Reincarnation.
What's
the
next?
Fucked up CERN, the horse swallowing black hole. How it dumped all the angels back on the earth and messed everything up.
But the planet's being saved. The planet
yeah.
is
planet
saved. This planet one. This planet one, yeah. It's
planet
good.
One. Bob
except
named it Planet One.
Except the Bob Cow gene might not make it, but we're hoping it will. Karen, oh, we forgot to tell you, Bob ordered a cow. It's coming. I don't know where we're going to put it, but we're going to wash that cow thoroughly before it gets
yeah,
there.
Jimmy's
we're going to wash that cow.
Jimmy's going to bring it over.
This is Jimmy. We brought you a cow. We brought you a cow.
These days, you name children dogs, you go, aw. He's always going, aw, at every little predictable moment.
You leave Eliza alone. You leave Eliza alone. Just because she's getting more attention than you are right now.
Be careful, Bob.
Back
she'll
off.
Poke you in the eye. Bob, she'll poke you in the eye again.
Yeah.
She'll poke you in the eye again.
Don't make me poke you in the eye.
Don't make me poke you in the eye,
again.
Bob.
Again. Yeah.
Again.
She's like a little girl. She doesn't even know what we're talking about.
We're talking about the benefits of coffee enemas, Bob. Pay attention. Put that in the email.
Okay. Hurry up.
Hey, you know about that, Ion. There's one customer who's putting a teaspoon of Remag into her coffee enema so she can absorb it that way because she finds it tastes too yucky. So there you go, more application. And she also sprays some on her urethra because it used to go in spasm and be irritated, and she's cured that. I mean, look what people
That's
are doing.
That's very good.
Okay.
It's very amazing.
Over to you, Eliza.
It's very funny.
Okay,
it's
Eliza.
Fun. It's take care of
one
the
last
it
question.
Proves that it doesn't,
yes.
Look, it,
one
it
last
proves
question.
That it doesn't give you... It proves that it doesn't give
you
the laxative
here,
effect.
Are
you
still here, Eliza? We're talking
to Eliza.
I'm answering
if
Eliza.
You put it up your
putting
bum,
it up
really
your bum.
Cause the...
Put it up your bum,
Eliza. Effect. There you go.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So, Ion, I was curious about the color of the comet. It was a green shade. Any reason for that?
Yes.
Will you tell us what the reason was?
Bart, you have to pull up The Green, Green Grass of Home by Glenn Campbell. That's why.
Because the earth is mainly green?
Ooh, it's black as coal. It's not green. Have you seen a picture of the earth?
The green, green,
green
Grass of Home.
That's what that that refers to comets. The comet is home and it's green. Then you watch The Fifth Element. Have you seen The Fifth Element? When Ruby Rod, he comes in and he says green.
When
don't
you
remember Ruby? Don't you remember Ruby Rod? Green. Yeah. That's what they say is green. Everything is green. It's not about the color green. It's about green as a descriptive adjective.
Oh.
You did watch the movie, right? Green.
I
you
did.
You did watch it, right?
Yeah, I don't remember him saying green.
We'll watch it again.
Green.
With the lollies, bollies, mid mollies, and nollies, and bollies, and nollies. Yeah. Hip
hop,
it's
more than, it's more than just the color, then, right?
No, it has to do with Glenn Campbell. You want to start for you? He put the link up.
Tom Jones thing. Tom Jones
no,
thing. That's
Glenn,
he had the big hit.
Glenn Campbell.
Campbell.
Glenn Campbell. Lynn Campbell, on the Goober Snatcher. It's on the Goober Snatcher.
I he got it.
Words
yeah, put it up.
All right, here we go.
Okay,
Ernest.
Here we go.
Ernest. Humperdink, Humperdink. He's Bob comes up with a crazy thing.
Engelbert Humperdink.
Humperdink.
Engelbert
you,
Humperdink.
I
comes in. Comes.
Ernest Humperdink.
Silas Dooku. It wasn't
Humperdink.
Lynn Campbell. It was Silas. It was Humperdick. It was Silas Humperdick. Yeah. Engelbert Humperdick. Yeah, that's it. Bart got it. He put the word up.
A lot,
the old town looks the same.
You're welcome.
Step down from the
thank
train.
You, Ion.
Enough of the,
I thought you were going to play the song.
And my mama and
yeah,
papa.
Yeah, we're not playing nothing.
Down the road
to
I look
got
the run.
Life. We
runs
we
Mary.
We want to bring the adults
hair
back here.
Don't make me hit you in your eye and the other eye.
To touch the green, green grass of home. Yeah. And yes, they'll come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling. smiling sweetly, too good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry, and there's an old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips of cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I wake, and around me, at the four gray walls, they surround me. And then I realize I was only dreaming. For there's a guard standing at the door. The green, green grass of home.
Yeah, nice. He's going to go get hung. He's going to get hung.
Thank you,
he was already hung. He was very well endowed, Bob. He was very well endowed, yeah.
Green grass of hope. No, he's on his way to execution, Liza. That's the song's about that.
Oh.
What's the sad
song? And so is the comet. And so is the comet. It's on its way to execution. The green, green grass of home. Because now it's gone. Now that comet is gone.
Right.
P-45 is over.
Where did it hit, Ion?
We didn't say.
Oh, Bob, maybe you can ask him during your private session.
But half of Oahu's gone. Half of Oahu's gone, just so you
know. The Oahu people hearing this? Okay, we go.
Those other half aren't hearing. Yeah. They won't wonder. They're gone.
When Liza sees the nuclear bloodbath in Armageddon, she'll go, aw. I'm going to have to get her on the line.
I'm going to get a ghetto. That's where Donald Trump lives. The armor-laced ghetto. The armor-laced ghetto. That's
goodbye,
where Donald
Liza.
Trump lives.
Okay. We're bringing
in the swamp. Moved
get along
into a
there.
Swamp.
Get along, giddy.